Hi, I'm Stephanie Johnson. Welcome to the Seeing with Stars podcast, where I share my 30 years plus experience in the world of astrology.
Hi, welcome to another Seeing with Stars podcast. I'm Steph Johnson, and it's time for your stars, October 2022. So in this podcast, I'm going to go through the zodiac signs and tell you your stars for 2022 in October. Starting with Aries. So Aries, are you ready to mingle? Because October is all about connecting, compromising, and cooperation. These are all words linked to the sun in Libra, which is your opposing sign. And that's where the sun is at the moment in Libra, in the relationship sector of your solar chart. So in your personal life, this is all about your one best friend. The person in your life who is your partner. Now, usually this is a marriage partner. And I think sometimes this can also be that one special person who kind of takes up that space in our lives. Can be a child, but it can also be a one best friend, like somebody who is literally that one best friend you turn to, almost like a partner. Or it can be a parent, someone who you're so involved with, maybe taking care of, that they've kind of slipped into that role. You kind of feel like, yep, there's a bit of toing and froing as a partner. But majorly, it is a relationship. So if you're in a relationship, it's going to be that person. If you're not, then it's going to be all about connecting, thinking about how you want to connect out into the world so that you can connect. Jupiter, the lucky planet, is also still in your sign. So this is a good time for Aries to really be spreading your wings and soaring, doing those things that you want to, and also looking at ways of clearing the path. If anything's blocking your path, why? And healing anything that is in the way. Taurus, I've written in your stars, which you can find on my website. Have you heard the phrase, God is in the details? It's an old saying, and it means that something needs to be done thoroughly. Now, this is probably, what is the saying, a pot calling the kettle black? In other words, you're a Taurus, you always do things thoroughly. But this is particularly your mantra in October. It's a month in which you need to pay attention, not just to the outcome, but to the process. So how do you go about things? I mean, do you get them done, but are you really grumpy in the process? Well, maybe pull back on the grumpiness. So looking, as I said, at the process of how you go through things or how you do things. You don't necessarily have to rush. You don't necessarily have to feel stressed. It's about paying attention to the details of the process. So a project, a health concern, household duties, or all of those. These are the things you need to look at in October. As per usual, you might want to look at everyday costs, counting to 10 before committing to payments or voicing concerns, and juggling the books can help you head in the right direction. So with Gemini, it's all systems go with a creative project. Mars, the planet of action, is in your zodiac sign, so this gives you a real extra boost of energy. It's also, because it's Mars in Gemini, there's always, and you probably feel this in your life all the time, choices, 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 juggling, juggling, juggling. But that's okay. It's better to be stimulated than bored, right, for a Gemini? So it's time to get the creative juices glowing, flowing, glowing, glowing. Let's say glowing and flowing. Ideas flow and you need to listen. So live in the present moment rather than worrying about the future. Think about children. How do they play? They're always spontaneous, completely in the present moment. It's a great lesson to us all. But this month, it's a great lesson for Geminis. When I do your stars, there's often a very similar theme for each zodiac sign. For instance, often with Taurus, it's all about money. With Aries, it's all about how you assert yourself, etc. Now, with Cancer, it's usually about home, family, but it's not just, you know, when we think of home and family, you might think, well, I'm talking about, you know, a big family, lots of people. You could live on your own. It's about, think of the little crab in the feeling comfortable in your own shell. So it's also about being comfortable in your own body. So you're a natural homebody. You're naturally someone who's aware of your body, aware of your home, and aware of where you're feeling safe. So October is all about, are you feeling safe? Are you happy in your home life? If not, what can you do to make it more comfortable? Do you need to change a room? Do you need to change the decorations? Do you need to put some boundaries in with other family members? Or perhaps do you need to actually move? But if you are happier in your own home, then perhaps you're also going to feel like you just want to make a few tweaks to make it more comfortable. You might get a stylist in, or you could do the little styling yourself, or you may just, change the cushions or change a duvet or a doona on a bed, the cover, and you can feel like everything's a little bit fresher. But the focus for October is home. Are you comfortable? And what changes can you, or improvements can you make to make yourself more comfortable? So Leo, the sun is shining in the third house of your solar chart. Now, the third house is all about connections. So it can be literally the way you connect or communicate with anyone, but specifically it can be neighbors, siblings, friends of your children. This is also the sector of short journeys. And so these things are all highlighted for you in October. So you can have a bit of fun. You can go out and connect with lots of different people in your neighborhood. You could take off on a few short journeys, do some short trips that you've been wanting to do to places you've never been before or places that you love to go to. On the other hand, as I said, it's about communication. So if you've been putting off or working on a writing, teaching, design, some sort of written or mind-oriented project, then you can focus on that in October as well. Now for Virgo, October is a bit of a stop-go month. On the one hand, the planet Mars is kind of urging you to get going. It's in your fellow Mercury-ruled sign, which is Gemini, and it's saying, oh, you've got plenty of plans and ideas. You might even be at a turning point, a kind of fork in the road. On the other hand, at the start of the month, your ruling planet, Mercury, is retrograde, and it's saying stop and reconsider. So the overall message is take the beginning of the month to take a moment to consider your finances, to clear up any backlog, or perhaps to pivot one more time before going full steam ahead. If money matters are the reason for your hesitation, then take stock of your personal budget. Libra, it's that time of year where you are celebrating your birthday with family and friends. Maybe you're secretly noting who steps up and who doesn't, arranging your guest list, so to speak. Birthday seasons are always about reassessing our personal goals, and for Librans, this is often about relationships and who you relate to. This is also a time when you need to look at yourself. As I said, birthday seasons are great times for self-assessment. So October is the ideal month, you'll be pleased to hear this, to do a little retail therapy, maybe upgrade your wardrobe, have a makeover, or indulge in a spa treatment or two. Remember, Venus, the planet of love and pleasure, is your ruling planet, so you can really indulge in any kind of Venusian delights. Scorpio, it's retreat time. This often happens also just before our birthdays or our birthday season. So it's time for you to kind of take stock of the previous year and get ready for the next birthday year. As I often say to my clients, astrology doesn't always go via the calendar year. The birthday year is quite significant for all of us. We start a new season, if you like. It's our personal new year when we have our birthday. So for you, Scorpio, it's retreat time. Now, this could be simply retreating at home, battening down the hatches, completing a project, watching your favorite TV series, pulling out a book and retreating and just reading a book, or you could be doing some personal development at home. You could also literally go on some sort of retreat, a health retreat, something that's going to recharge your batteries for the next birthday year. I always think that this is a great thing to do just before our birthdays anyway. Sagittarius, on the other hand, are having a very social month. So your calendar is going to fill very quickly in October with personal and work gatherings. Sagittarians are often very popular and other people are going to demand your time this month. You need to go with the flow as much as possible, but a few boundaries may be necessary. If you start to feel pulled in different directions, just put those boundaries in. That's the main thing. On the whole, though, lucky Jupiter is giving you the wings to make connections, which can be pivotal in aiding your own hopes, dreams, and wishes. You might also like to indulge in a little extra social media. This can give you a bit of a boost. Now, October is about finding a balance between home and work for Capricorns. So, Capricorn, your private life is actually lit up like a beacon, but so too is the professional sector of your solar chart. It's possible that money is causing some of this kind of need to balance between home and work. Money may be a topic of conversation at home and or work. Alternatively, it could be that your time needs to be split between family and work. Maybe it's both. Anyway, an opportunity arises at work perhaps, and it needs consideration and possibly discussion with the family members so that they can see the benefits for them as well. Aquarius, conferences are on the agenda this month. Now, what do I mean by conferences? Well, it could literally be going to a conference, something that really broadens your mind. Or it could be that you're doing a lot of conference calls. But it's all about networking. But it's not networking that kind of, I guess, drills down. It's more about making that those connections that broaden your horizons, that make you see a bigger picture, that make you feel that you're escaping everyday life. If you're thinking, oh, Steph, there's no conferences or any conference calls on the horizon, then look at how else you can escape the everyday humdrum. So this could be connecting with people from different walks of life or visits to inspiring artistic events, going to some sort of rousing sporting contest, cultural celebrations, political or environmental groups, perhaps looking at the spiritual side of life. Let's have a look for Aquarius at things that are going to make you feel a little lighter, feel like you're on a life adventure. Pisces. There's a time to reap and a time to sow. That's how the saying goes. And this is your month to reap what you've sown. This could apply to different areas of your life, but it's most likely to be connected to how you invest your time and money. So if you've been sowing good seeds, so to speak, then you're going to reap the rewards. Joint resources are highlighted. So if you're single, then your mind is going to turn to how you're investing your money in, let's say, the bank, into a property, how you're paying off your mortgage, are you paying enough, are you paying rent, do you want to pay a mortgage, all those sorts of things. If you're in a partnership, you are likely to be discussing those joint resources, so joint bank accounts, again, the mortgages, savings, inheritances, and the like. Once again, we get to the end of the zodiac and your stars for October 2022. Thanks for listening. In love and light, Steph.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars Astrology Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can visit my website at www.seeingwithstars.net or follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing with Stars. You may also subscribe and leave a review. May the stars shine on your path.